evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 2-5, and it's 2021. Now, pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Now, we're going to have all 50 states are going to have temperatures below freezing, even Hawaii, apparently. And all my buddies in Florida and California are going to have freezing temperatures. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Okay? Now, let's go back in Matthew 24 here. And because I'm going to tie that what I just told you in to something else. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. That means there's going to be wars, okay? But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, we've got famine rolling a little bit, and we're going to destroy the ability for farmers to make more because you're going to up the production costs and you're going to drive the price of food way up. Red China Joe, going to kill the food supply, don't you know? Red China Joe, you're going to kill the oil supply, the natural gas supply, the coal supply, don't you know? So I'm just going to tell you here, all of this stuff is related, and Red China Joe is right at the center of it. And while he pretends to be a Christian and a Catholic, he's promoting now abortion being paid by taxpayer funds in foreign countries and in other places, all right? Doesn't make sense to me. And then we got pestilences. I saw today that we've got apparently up to 513 different variations of the COVID in this country, in the United States. That's the first time I've seen that, but that's quite interesting. And now you got to take your vaccines, go into all the side effects possibly and all of that crap, and then you still got to wear the mask, and you still got to, you know, social distance, and then you don't have the immunity. You can still catch it, the new one from somebody, and or give it to somebody else, and, you know, you're going to be the polecat that bit the bat. It's all starting to get real balloonified. A bunch of malarkey. Joe, I thought you were about no malarkey, Joe. Instead, you're Red China Joe, the job killer, the hope stealer, the baby killer. Yeah, Red China Joe, the baby killer. Red China Joe, the job killer. Yeah. And now it looks like we got a whole lot of shaking going on in Cascadia, just like Brother Quayle has been talking about for quite some time and did his big video production about it and all of that. Now let's go back here to what I was talking about. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day. Well, interestingly enough, then it goes on to say, for then shall be great tribulation. So winter is coming. The dark, cold winter, right? The cold, dark winter that Biden promised you is coming. It's coming, it's dropping on down. And it's going to stay a while, okay? And at the same time, this guy, this general, who's now sick deaf, is standing down the U.S. military completely for 60 days to root out the white supremacists and the extremists. That means anybody who's a Christian, a patriot, a constitutionalist, a Bill of Rights person, somebody who likes the Second Amendment, who likes to have freedom of speech. This Secretary of Defense is going to root you out. It's going to be orders and that's it. Orders and you go kill. You go kill the Christians. You go take the guns. We got 1,000 people now. China Joe. FEMA is bringing on. Remember I read to you about how FEMA is the continuity of government. They're the continuity of government. And that they would then have, I read to you Obama's thing, his executive order about the military governors and martial law, dated January 11, 2010. Because basically, here's what I said last night. Americans had better understand that the executive order, along with those previously signed and the presidential decision directive 51 and others, will be used to destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and to render each American effectively into nothing more than a member of a work gang subject to control of the regional military governor who is under the Secretary of Defense, who is under the President and Posse Comitatus, then is dead. Habeas corpus is dead. Bill of Rights is dead. And only the whims and subjective decisions of the regional military governor as directed by the President via the Secretary of Defense and executed by NORTHCOM troopers, who now include U.S., Canadian, Mexican, and other foreign troops, as well as mercenaries and states, National Guards, militias, and police agencies, and then they will be the iron fist rule of the land. So now we got 1,000 troops, as determined by NORTHCOM, on behalf of helping FEMA to go do forced vaccinations, or to do vaccinations, allegedly, in California. Got to get those shots in the arm. Like Brother Quayle used to say, a shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead. So, I then wrote again, I'll read it again, is that what the Founding Fathers would be proud of? Or would they say we have come full circle and that now we the people should invoke the Declaration of Independence once again and be ready on Lexington Green and pre-positioned at Concord Bridge? I think I know what Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry and Sam Adams and old Swamp Fox would say, okay? So here we go. Here goes NORTHCOM shooting people in to go give you a shot in the arm. Shot in the arm. Okay? Now, let's go back to pray that your flight not be in winter. Neither on the Sabbath. Well, if old, the sec-dep Lloyd is standing down the military to root out the white supremacist, okay? Well, that means you're going to leave the black supremacist. You're going to leave everybody else who's a supremacist. You're going to leave the witchcraft followers, the Luciferian worshipers. You're going to leave all those people in there, huh, General? Well, what are you going to do if all your white guys quit? Well, I guess you just have to import the red Chinese, huh? The red Chinese will have to come and help you, okay? Now, what better time? Because, you see, we also have the head strategic guy in the Pentagon saying that we're very close to the possibility of a nuclear war with Red China and Russia, and I would add Iran, Of course, China Joe's going to go back. He'll probably give them, you know, $1 trillion to not be, to be nice, okay? And all that bull crap he talked on air today about how we got to get everybody's needs, you know, to get out and get a good job and put food on the table. Then why are you going to bring in all these millions of illegal aliens to take the jobs from Americans who don't have the jobs, all right? Why don't you tell New York, California, Illinois to open their crap up? Open the schools so people can go back to work and allow the economy to progress. You had it made, China Joe. Trump gave you a good lead in the fourth quarter here. Until you stole the show, Red China Joe. So now, pray that your flight not be in winter. Wouldn't that be an interesting time to see an EMP blast, as I talked about last night, over the center of the United States, line of sight 300 miles up, that will knock out the power grid completely in the U.S. And then once it all goes down, the soonest it could get up, if you had all of the equipment, all of the wire, all of the transformers, and I'm talking about big stuff, all of the Iron Giant transformers and the lines and all that. Those are the high line wires, the big standards, the Iron Giants or the Steel Giants that are out where the lines run. In case you people have never gotten off the coast for a while, you come inward and you see them. Anyway, the fact is that this would be a most opportune time because you have the Secretary of Defense standing down the U.S. military to root out white supremacists and extremists and constitutionalists and Second Amendment advocates. Well, you can just hire a bunch of Antifa and BLM and put them in there. They'll be your secret police to go in there and take out your military, huh? To investigate your military. You're a dumb piece of crap there, General Lloyd. Ignorant. Well, all I know is there's no better way than to make Robert E. Lee mad, you know? And then to not have Robert E. Lee to command your troops, and then he goes somewhere else. I've been to VMI and looked all over all of that and saw all the ground and all the places and looked over all those things, and, you know, this world is not what you think it is, General. We haven't had the problems. You got a big military, but my lands. You're going to take out the Marine Scout Snipers, I guess, right? You're going to talk about anybody who's got a tattoo with the rebel flag on their arm. Oh, boy, got to get rid of them. But all of the street gang tattoos, those would be okay. BLM would be okay. The Wiccan garden out there at the Air Force Academy, where they go worship this, you know, Lucifer and the witchcraft and all the crap out there in the little garden, that'd be just fine. But you can't have a Christian cross on your door. You can't tell anybody you're a Christian. Well, that's all a piece of crap. Let me tell you something. It would be an interesting time during this cold spell if, while Red China Joe, the guy's got empty between the two ears, all right, and Commissar Kamala are on duty, all right, with Blinkum Winkum and Mayorkas, who allegedly sold green cards to the Red Chinese. Allegedly. So what are you going to do? What would happen if they pop the EMP while this guy's got everybody standing down. Meanwhile, after he announces all of that, what happens? What happens at Andrews? You got a guy just walks right in, goes up into a C-40 military executive jet, right? You know? At the same time, we got a lot of C-4 and debt card stuff missing from the Marine, the Marine Corps. 29 Palms. Well, you know what? Perhaps they should ask the FBI if they were controlling the guy at Andrews and if they're the ones who put people in to steal the C4 so they could work it into their terror groups. And the Proud Boys. You know, I told you back several years back, didn't I? First of all, let me just go back and tell you something. In 2016, when I saw that QAnon had said that Hillary was going to be arrested along with all kind of other people after Trump was elected, and that by Thanksgiving, after that election, that they were going to be arrested and put into jail. Remember that? And when it did not happen, I said, that stuff is baloney. Don't watch it. Don't listen to it. You know? You're going to pay attention to it. Pay attention to it for the intelligence aspect of it, how they're using it to try to destroy the knowledge and the expressions and all of the communication that has gone on to wake people up all over the country. They're now putting a layer back over that. Oh, you're the black helicopter crowd. Oh, little green men. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, they see little green men. Oh, they're the conspiracy nuts. Oh, black helicopter crowd. And then you got even Hannity says, I don't know anything about QAnon. I'm for this. QAnon was an intelligence thing done using AI to feed stuff to the Christian patriots and to other patriots, even if they're not Christians, and to feed stuff to them to give them hope against hope and to make them stand out. Oh, there's all kind of secret stuff going on behind the scenes to do it. Yeah, they're all working the Ministry of Truth against you. They're working the Ministry of Truth with a fake deal, you see. Now, it wasn't a Jewish laser beam. What did we tell you it was? A red Chinese laser. Possibly either from a satellite, a spacecraft, or from a loony balloon run by the red Chinese that we told you were long platforms that had portable electromagnetic systems on them, every kind of camera, every kind of, listening device, every kind of system electronically that you could put on them with an ion engine. And we talked to you about that in great detail and gave you information that all matched up, all right, with a lot of stuff. Well, now, since China Joe's been in, you can see where the Google balloons are in Africa and all over else. But in the United States, there nothing is allowed to be put on. But I guarantee you, they're up there. They're pulling in all of your information. They're getting ready to zap you. So wouldn't it be interesting if this would be the time when they knock out the power grid in the midst of this cold weather, which they could do anyway in certain areas if they wanted to. But wouldn't that be the time in all 50 states or in 48, they knock it out, and then even in Alaska and maybe in Hawaii, knock it out there too. Puerto Rico, of course, I don't know if they're going to have cold weather, but it's going to go on down into Florida. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. It's the beginning of sorrows, and now we're passing on in to the big events, you see. Passing into the big events. And I will tell you is that... You could have some terror events here coming up with that C4 from the Marine Corps bases. But go call the FBI, see if they've got any of their people, because as well as the QAnon being a an AI intelligence agency deal, you also had, I told you that the FBI ran most of the white supremacist groups and the Klan groups for a long time have been run by the FBI. Oh, they may not have the number one guy, the Kliegel or something there, but they might have the number two or number three guy in those groups. I told you I used to know a guy that was like the number three man in the old, in a small, actually a university in Ohio. And he was in the STS Weatherman, but he really worked for the FBI, he thought. Then it turned out he worked for the CIA. He didn't know it. He went on to be a pretty good shot, you know what I'm saying? And so good of a shot that the business he was in, they even hired his double. And I guess even his girlfriend liked his double better than she liked him. Because he was away in those days. Because in those days, you used to have two-man archer teams, you know? Ah, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to get so wild, Weasel. It's going to keep going and going and going. And I'll tell you, until you get Republican street fighters to fight this Bolsheviki Luciferian crowd... You ain't going to get nothing done because they got the power because they stole the power, all right? And now you got the military going hog wild, whole hog wild at the top and the intel going into the New World Order Luciferian Club. Well, let me tell you what, your career dissipation lights are popping all over. Bee-bah, bee-bah, you hear it. You see the little red flash right there. Look in the corner of your eye. Your peripheral vision. That is one of the Lord Jesus' archangels coming to look for you and to jerk your tear butt out of the world and throw you into a furnace of fire. And he'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Because you did not go the correct way. You want to go down the road of the New World Order and Lucy's plan. Well, so be it. Because I'm going to stick, and a whole lot of you out there are going to stick with the true Commander-in-Chief, and his name is Jesus. Okay? His name is Jesus. So people out there, you had better be prepared to defend your homes. Defend your family to make sure you got enough food and continue to methodically prepare. Just do it a little quicker. Because suppose they pop this thing off by Monday. I don't know. I'm not saying or Hawk doesn't guarantee that that's what's going to happen. I am not saying that. But wouldn't it be very interesting if it did? And then the soonest you could get out of the Dutch would be 18 months. To 2 years, if you could ever do it then. And by after 1 year, not 2 years or 18 months, but after 1 year, the testimony to the Congress was that 90% of the population of the United States would be dead. Well, let's be on the side that's still alive. And when they come for you, you know, you'll know what to do, okay? I'm already starting to hear about the possibilities of powdered milk, and milk being something that will go bye-bye. Meats are going to go bye-bye. You know, honey is going to go bye-bye. But it's everything. So another can of chunky soup. You better sharpen your K-bars or your Gerbers or whatever you'd like to use, okay? Randall fighting knives, whatever it is, Ontario equipment, whatever you got, you sharpen it up. You sharpen it up. And if you cannot get a firearm and you've got, if you don't have one, then see if your uncle or your grandpa or your buddy down the street who's got 100 guns or 50 guns or 20 guns, see if he'll at least loan you a shotgun or a 22 rifle or something, you know, or whatever it is. But if nothing that, then you better get your, sickles, scythes, hatchets, butcher knives, axes, ball peen hammers, small sledges, claw hammers, and you better put them on your tool belt, you know? If you can get a crossbow, silent and deadly, up to about 100 yards, get the scope on them, whoosh, 50, 75 yards, no problemo. Broadhead through the gut, right? Get you some extra bolts. Get you some good field points, because they work like a bodkin. If you got good aim, they'll go right through somebody's nose, you know? A bodkin is an old type of point that was on English arrows. Okay? In the old days when they had the long bows. I can still pluck the yew. That's what they said. The English did when they were in France. And they said, I can still pluck the yew, because they cut some people's fingers off thinking that that might keep them from doing it, but they could still pluck the yew. The yew was the bow. Okay? They shot them, they had bodkins. Those suckers would go through chainmail. All of that stuff. As well as that, you could get into samurai time. Paul Chen katana swords. Paul Chen makes a good katana. A real good katana and tanto knife. You can get the two-piece or the one-piece, a katana. But if nothing else, you can get you and sharpen you up a dadgum good axe or hatchet and get you a good fighting knife, and you can fight like Mel Gibson did, all right? Mel Gibson, when he fought him with his knife and his Tommy Hawk. But I'm going to tell you what. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. You want to get sent to the camp and be put on the work details, they don't feed you, and they're going to give you a number, and then they get a few act up, then they're going to guillotine you? Well, before you go to any dadgum guillotine, you'd better take a few of them with you, just like old Solzhenitsyn, who was sent to the gulags. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step of the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. Notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. If you're listening to this show, you do not find yourself in that position, I guarantee. Because I've tried to tell you the truth, as I was recruited to do, to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant of what is to come and how they might prepare for it. And I've done that going on 17 years. And I'm going to continue to do it. Because I'll tell you what, when you're with Lord Jesus and Lord Jesus with you, then by golly, He can protect you and give you sanctuary. Do you remember Dimitri Dudeman talking about how he was on a boat and they were smuggling Bibles in Romania and they had a hole, like, you know, thousands of them in the hold of the ship? And he's down there with them, and then all of a sudden the inspector guy comes in and he goes down in the ship and he asks him a few questions and asks for his papers, and he looks around and he says, okay, see you later. Well, the angel of the Lord hid the Bibles from the guy's sight. I want to give a good report, too. The Nunemaker's son has gone home, has been able to go home. He still has some paralysis on his left side, but he's thinking and speaking and doing work for his company. Praise Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And thank you for praying for him. Let's say another prayer for him right now. Lord Jesus, go to him. Go to the son of the Nunemakers, who you have already lifted up to be able to walk. But he has some paralysis and some numbness and what have you. Lord, take that away from him. Restore him to full health and restore him to work and do all of the things he was capable before that. And I want to say something else. There's a 93-year-old mother from a friend of the show, and she's in a hospice care in California, 93, and she's not eating, drinking too much, but I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus, her son, other people in her family would love for you to go right now to her, Lord, and to say, wake up, I am real, I am the Lord Jesus. Why do you not wake up and drink some water and eat some food? And if it be your time, and he says, I've not given you the elect time as yet, but you still have time to visit with your family, and apparently you've caught the COVID now in the nursing home or the hospice room. But, Lord Jesus, if you be there, and if you can touch her, and if you can turn her over and to show her what you're capable of doing, and to wake her up and give her some water and some good nutrition, and maybe somebody could get her some D3 in that hospice, and some zinc and some other vitamin and minerals, and not the stuff they put through the deal to clog your veins, just something to take normally, and see if you tell her, Lord, if you'll give her to wake her up and allow her to talk with her family at least one more time to rearrange some of the things that she always wanted to say and that they want to say. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, if it be thy will, please provide that tonight, Lord. Oh, boy. It's getting to be Wild Weasel. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. It could be FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, check, money order, but you got to fill the money order out, you know, with the address and stuff on it if you do it that way. Your address as well. So that's the only way it works. If not, it's better of a check or to FRNs are a little bit of metal, you know, a little precious metal. Can be sent to Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold and protect you against all evil. May he provide you with superabundance tonight and to get you to go out and to get at least one more can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup. And I'm going to tell you that beef barley Progresso with vegetables is a thrilladilla. Let me tell you, that is good stuff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're seeing the Idaho helicopter went down. We're seeing the penetration of Edwards Air Force, or of Andrews Air Force Base, Joint Base Andrews. Guys, you either got security or you don't have it. You got a fence, razor wire around the Capitol with 5,000 troops around the Capitol of the United States. And meanwhile, a guy walks on to Joint Andrews, you know, Joint Base Andrews, and gets in a C-40. You got any security on the flight line? Have you got anybody you can put over there? I bet you could. Or is your gate just wide open? All right. So, yeah, security should be tight. Your strategic guy just said, we're getting ready to do what? Possibility of nuclear war. You just moved there, Joe, B-1 bombers and a bunch of airmen to Norway. You also put up missile batteries to protect the B-1s. And the Russians are talking on the intel world now, not necessarily on TV. They're telling the people and their compatriots in the U.S. Lucy Intel, we know that you're not dummies, that you're putting these missiles there for air defense, but they also can be utilized, being so close to the border, they can be utilized to strike at targets in Russia. Israel is talking about doing a preemptive strike on Iran, while Red China Joe is trying to re-engage. America's back. Yeah, America's back. And, you know, here's the old phrase from the old Army guys and others. Bohica. Bohica. The old United States is back. Bohica. Bend over, here it comes again. Bend over, here it comes again. Doesn't it just make you want to go out and start a new small business and try to make your way in the world and hire, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 people? Oh, doesn't it just inspire you to do so? Knowing that China Joe is going to take your dough and send it over to, what, not to Kokomo, but to Iranian Joe. All right? And meanwhile, let the Red Chinese. Oh, wouldn't that be another aspect of it? Oh, this Secretary of Defense can get rid of all the white people serving in the military because they're white supremacists. And maybe they can check voting records to see if they were Republicans. Oh, that would be another thing. 75 million people you got to purge now, Secretary of Defense. 75 million people, Secretary of Defense. 75 million to satisfy Lucifer and Red China Joe and his Chinese and New World Order masters. And now you want a ministry of truth. And even though somebody can tell you all the straight stuff, they could have pictures the whole nine yards, you could have a scenario where on a videotape, Red China Joe said that he was not going to give $1 billion to that guy there that was investigating his son in Burisma over in the Ukraine, and he wasn't going to get the $1 billion unless they fired that prosecutor. And what did he say on the video where he was talking to the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilaterals or whoever? I think it was the CFR. He said, well, Sonny B, by the end of the day, they'd fire that guy. Red China Joe stole the show and they paid his kids, don't you know? And on the day of the inauguration, his brother puts out a big deal saying that his law firm is connected to the Red China Joe. Let's see what we got here. This is interesting. Oh, no kidding. This is the GOP update. The Biden administration is putting in policies in place that are hurting the American people, period. In a short amount of time, we've already seen plans that will bankrupt our country and stifle our economy. And Biden has taken away thousands of American jobs. We have rejoined the disastrous Paris Climate Agreement. Biden has stopped the Keystone Pipeline. Biden has halted construction of the southern border wall. Biden is filling the swamp with corrupt cabinet members. You got them filled a long time ago, boys, and you're also part of the deal, too. So they want old Hawk to try to, you know, help them. Well, excuse me, a little late. 75 million people are not going to be re-educated or deprogrammed. You got that? And did you see Rona McDaniel this morning? She came after Matt Gaetz was with Harris Faulkner, and then she had Rona McDaniel on after Matt Gaetz, and they asked a question or two, and Rona McDaniel's eyes started blinking like she had a schizophrenic blink. Blink, 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 blink. Blinky, 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 okay? And then she said the right things, but the fact of the matter is, Gaetz had said that Marjorie Taylor Greene, that her speech was so good, he had to have a cigarette after it. Old Harris got a little upset at that, a little woo. But, oh, that's what he said. And she said she'd now freed up from being in committees, which she couldn't get anything done anyway, in a tyrannical government with the demon commie rats running everything after they stole the show. All right? So wouldn't it be interesting? They pop the EMP, China Joe and all the people go to the bunkers, right? The American people get decimated. They then purge 90% of the population so that Lucifer could try to steal their soul, you see, when they pass on. Which is why Lord Jesus tells you, in your patience possess ye your souls. How many times I read that to you? Well, they're trying to steal your soul. Lucy is. So wouldn't that be neat if they did that? Then he could have the red Chinese come on in, all right, to do the mop-up along with whatever's left of the NORTHCOM, all right, and do the mop-up and then take it all over for the glory of the New World Order and Lucifer, all right? I don't think so. I don't think so. But they will try to kill a bunch of people. Who's they? They, meaning the Luciferian New World Order people, the people in the top banks, the people in the corporations, the people in the big military, the big intel, the big medicine, the big medical, military, industrial complex. Just like Eisenhower talked about. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need gold or silver, I think Steve Quayle still got some he can get to you. It's going to be more expensive because, you see, the physical stuff is hard to get and come by. But you might want to contact him, and if while you're there, you may want to get some of the books of Steve Quayle. Get some of the CD or the DVDs that explain and will explain to your children and grandchildren about what went on to get us here and about what's getting ready to come, which is Men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of what's coming on to the planet. Now, I know Steve and Tom Horn are going to do a program, I believe, Saturday with Doug Hagman, a fundraiser for Doug. And they're going to break some new information, that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. The fact of the matter is that stuff is going to come onto this planet. Things that are already on the planet, like fallen angels who have returned a few years ago. Remember when we were talking, Greg Evenson and I were talking, and we're talking about, Greg was talking about how they had opened up some of the deep underground from Antarctica to come all the way up into the United States, and that he was in contact with Native Americans in various places where they were watching portals and gates. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a firearm, you've got, ammunition, you got food and stuff, then I think it might be a good time to go to Sportsman's Guide. Let me just tell you where to go. Sportsman's Guide, you can get you still level 4 body armor. Level 4 body armor, according to what they say, you know, the New Jersey test and all that stuff, the military, it would stop a 308 round with up to 30-06 or 308 with the level 4 body armor. And then all pistol and shotgun ammo, all right? You can also, there are still some, what I would call, PASCAT-type helmets. They're Italian. There's also British helmets that are Aramid, or not Kevlar, but they're of a type that are ballistic type that will turn around or two here and there. And even if you got to get an old tin pot and a helmet liner, that would not be, you wouldn't be that bad. You could do a little something. It might deflect some shrapnel. Or the .22, the guy that's down the street is shooting at you because he's coming for your food. But you better get you something. I would also start to do planning. If you've got a lot of your preps done, then do your plans and put them in plastic sleeves. Get your book codes and get everybody onto them, or other type of codes, or however you're going to do it. You know, Mickey Mouse song backwards. I don't know what you're going to do or what it is, or what book or what dictionary, or what, however you're going to do it. But figure out how to do that and how to communicate, where to leave the message, in the hollow log or in the fence post or whatever. And start to do things like, if such and such happens, this scenario, here's step A, B, C, and D, and then here's plan X, Y, Z also, all right? And where you might run to if you had to, or if you can't run, what to do to fight and to defend yourself, and tactics and strategies and things that you can do. Or if you've got the kids at school or not, or mom didn't make it home or dad didn't make it home, what do you do in that case? What do you tell the kids? They're 13, 14, they're at home, but dad didn't come back from work. Mom maybe just made it in the back door. Who's going to run the show? Put those things down on paper and in plastic sleeves to protect them against water. You can also start to do a little sketch or map of your neighborhood or your street or your lane or your country road or whatever it is, your little area, your subdivision. Maybe you got a subdivision map. You could do some things, or you get the topographical maps that show down to the street levels in cities and all of that stuff. You get the topo maps for your state, and you ought to get them for a couple adjacent states as well. And get the ones made of paper. Don't get the ones where you're online. If the power grid goes, then there's no internet. If the satellites go, there's no internet. No telephones. No smartphones. No gabba 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 phones. All right? Go old school. You're going to use couriers. You're going to use written piece of paper. Do you have big, thick notebooks with reams of paper? Do you have pencils? Like, 300, 400 pencils, lead pencils. Get you a Ticonderoga or something made in the United States. Do you have pens? Do you have other pens that if you had to, you could make ink? And have you learned how to make ink, or can you remember back to that? You also could remember that you could use lemon juice and stuff, and you could do invisible writing. Remember from Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts or Girl Scouts? Start thinking planning as well. And the first plan that you should have is to get on your knees, repent of your sins, and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. What you going to do when war comes to town? Well, war is going to come to town now, all right? War is coming to town in the United States. Yes, it is. And here, CIA counterterror chief suggests that they're going to go to war against domestic insurgents, okay? Former head of CIA Counterterrorism Center has suggested the counterinsurgency tactics used by the military in Iraq and Afghanistan should be applied to domestic extremists inside the United States. If you're a Christian patriot, if you're a veteran too, oh boy, you're very much bad. If you're a Vietnam veteran, oh boy, you're one of the worst kinds, okay? Robert Grenier, who directed the CIA's counterterrorism program from 2004 to 2006, declared, "We may be witnessing," this is in quote, "the dawn of a sustained wave of violent insurgency within our country perpetrated by our own countrymen." Well, why would that be, Grenier? Why would that be? Why would that be, Grenier? And then he goes on into a New York Times opinion piece. How to defeat America's homegrown insurgency. We don't need new laws. We need law enforcement, accountability, and a willingness to listen, you see. Well, the willingness to listen will be when they got their boot on your neck and they're killing you. Because you're a Christian patriot, particularly if you're white. But why would all that be, Grenier? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce the American people under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And I guarantee you, Grenier, that you ain't going to be one of the guards, all right? These people are full of crap. These people worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. These people are New World Order scumbags. These are the people that killed JFK. These are the people that killed RFK. These are the people that killed Martin Luther King. These are the people that created and ran with Soros money, which allegedly is Rothschild money that he fronts. They're running at Soros money. They're letting everybody go. They put in all of these DAs in all these towns, and they whipped up Antifa, and they paid them $15-$20 an hour. They whipped up BLM and grafted on African witchcraft and devil worship onto the BLM. They're the ones that probably ordered the death via Chauvin in Minneapolis of the black man that went and started it all, you see. Not he didn't, but they probably ordered the death because he and Chauvin, remember, worked in the same Colombian nightclub, right? NPR, Grenier states to them, as in any insurgency situation, you have committed insurgents who are typically a relatively small proportion of the affected population. But what enables them to carry forward the program is a large number of people from whom they can draw tacit support. Oh, yes, that tacit support. You need to have the consent of the governed, there, Grenier, and you guys are no longer got it because you have turned on to Lucifer the Lightbringer, all right? You have turned against our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus. You have turned against the God that is the true God, you see? Because you think your God is little g Lucifer. Now, and We Are Soldiers, the Mel Gibson, and remember, Sergeant Major Plumley, right? He says, gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. Well, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves, because in many homes out there, it is the women that are preparing and are ready to go. And God bless you all out there. All the good women all over. Cirilla, Lady J, all the good people. My friends in California, all right? All over the world. My friends in Maine. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand, Lucifer. Stand for the Bill of Rights to protect your family. Fighting men and women about or use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy of Lord Jesus. Fandango Ranger, I know you're ready, and open the kick of the blue. Road and track. Run to the step, boys. Ride your bike. Let your dad show you. All the step. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Go out and prepare. Good night.